Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! Today is a beautiful Monday, and we are so excited to have you listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
Today is July 1st, 2024. That's right. We are officially at the halfway point of this year. If you've been listening to our podcast for a week or even several months, you know that we have been going on a journey through 26 biblical family virtues this year. And if you listened last week, I'm sure you realized that we were on Virtue Z. That's right. We have just finished the first 26 weeks of 2024. What are we going to do? Well, every year has 52 weeks in it, which is 26 times 2. So, lucky for us, we get to start back at the letter A this week to start learning our biblical family virtues all over again.
Now, you might be thinking, why do we need to repeat them all over again? Well, like any subject in school or topic that you might be interested in, you have to keep learning about it and practicing what you know. If you only hear something once, you're probably not really going to learn it or be able to recall it to keep practicing it each day. And just like this year has flown by, so do the years, and before you know it, you'll be another year older. And as you grow, you can continue to learn and build upon all the knowledge you have. By doing that, you can turn that knowledge into understanding and finally wisdom. And if you remember, Virtue G is about gaining wisdom so that we can obey God and do what He wants us to do, not what we think is best.
The goal of learning and relearning our 26 biblical family virtues is to continually keep our focus on God and to learn all we can about Him. We know that we have been called to show Christ to everyone around us, and we can only truly do that if we act and think like Christ. So, just like Virtue Z last week, we want to live our lives in a manner that points to God. How can we know if our life is pointing to God? Well, if we study God's Word and Jesus' life on earth, we can find virtues that display the makeup of God's character. And if we are the sons and daughters of God, then we will want to think, talk, and act just like Him.
So if you're ready to keep growing in your knowledge and understanding of God, and if you're desiring God's wisdom to be in your heart, then it's time to start back at the beginning with Virtue A. While all 26 of our virtues are very important, Miss Danica and I really love and think that virtues A through D are the most important. These four virtues are the ones that set the stage for every other virtue. And honestly, if you get these next four in your mind and heart, then your words and actions will start to change into the following virtues just because you'll know God better and want to pursue His best for your life. So, are you ready to keep laying down a good foundation for knowledge about God and for Christ to be shown in your life? Then let's go ahead and hop into Virtue A.
All right, drum roll please, Mr. Johnny. Virtue A says, we adore and revere the one true and living God and pursue holiness with our entire being. I don't know about you, but there are some pretty big words in this virtue. Adoration, reverence, holiness. These are some important words that help set the stage for how we think about God, how we treat Him, and how we live our lives. This virtue is about rightly orienting our lives, and that starts with God, not us.
Adoration means to show deep love and respect. Think about how you feel when you see someone you really admire or love, like a parent, a teacher, or a good friend. Now imagine that feeling is even bigger and directed towards God. Adoration is all about loving God with our whole heart.
The Bible tells us a lot about adoration. In Psalms 95:6, it says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. This verse invites us to worship God and show Him our love and respect by bowing down and kneeling before Him. It's a way of saying, God, You are so amazing and we love You so much.
Another verse that talks about adoration is found in Revelation 4, verse 11. It says, Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created. This verse reminds us that God deserves all of our praise and adoration because He made everything and keeps everything going.
Reverence is a word that means deep respect mixed with a bit of awe. It's like when you see something so wonderful and amazing that you can't help but be a little bit speechless. We show reverence to God because He is so powerful, wise, and good.
Proverbs 9:10 says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. In this verse, fear doesn't mean being scared. It means having a deep, deep respect for God. When we have this kind of respect, we can start to become wise.
Hebrews 12:28 tells us, Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. This verse encourages us to worship God with a heart full of reverence and awe because of all the wonderful things He has done for us.
Holiness means being set apart for God and staying away from things that are sinful or morally wrong. It's like being a special treasure that belongs to God.
In 1 Peter 1:15 through 16, it says, But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. This verse is telling us that just as God is holy, we should try to be holy in everything we do. It's a high standard, but God helps us every step of the way.
Leviticus 20:26 also talks about holiness. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. God wants us to be holy because He is holy, and He has chosen us to be His special people.
When we put adoration, reverence, and holiness together, we see a beautiful picture of how we should live our lives in relationship with God. We adore God by showing Him our love and worship. We revere God by respecting Him deeply and being in awe of His greatness. And we pursue holiness by living in a way that is pure and pleasing to God. So, now that we've defined those big words and talked about what they mean, we can have a better understanding of this week's virtue. Why don't you close your eyes right now and listen to me repeat our first virtue a few times to really think about all the words we just discussed and let it really sink in and impact your heart and attitude going forward this week. Virtue A. We adore and revere the one true and living God and pursue holiness with our entire being. Again, virtue A. We adore and revere the one true and living God and pursue holiness with our entire being. Okay, now, how about you try to repeat it with me this last time? Are you ready? Virtue A. We adore and revere the one true and living God and pursue holiness with our entire being.
As we just said all together, let's think about how we can show adoration, reverence, and holiness in our daily lives. Because we want to know more about God and how to be Christ-like, let's ask God to help us follow this virtue with our whole hearts. Let's pray. God, thank You for who You are. Thank You for being holy and for creating us to be able to know You. We are so thankful for everything You've done for us. Help us to remember that we should show You adoration and reverence every day. We know that we can never achieve holiness, but we ask that You would help us pursue it and make choices that show Christ to others. Help us cultivate biblical virtue in our lives and build upon Your principles every week. We don't want to stay stagnant. We want to be growing in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I don't know about you, but Mr. Johnny and I are so excited to go through our 26 biblical family virtues again this year. We'll be using new stories from the Old Testament and the New Testament each week so that we get a fresh insight about each virtue. So tomorrow, tune back in for Old Testament Tuesday. And remember, let your parents know they can download some fun resources on biblical family virtue from biblicallycentered.com. Until next time.